ಸರ್ವೇಭ್ಯ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ. ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಕೌಮುದ್ಯಃ ಅದಂತ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ ಪ್ರಕರಣೆ ತೃತೀಯ ಪಾಠ. ಜುಲೈ ಮಾಸಸ್ಯ ಏಕಾದಶಃ ದಿನಾಂಕ. ಏನಾಕ್ಷರಸಮಾಂ ನಾಯಮಧಿಗಮ್ಯ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣಂ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪಾಣಿನಿಹೇ ನಮಃ. ವಕ್ತುಕಾರಂ ವರರುಚಿಂ ಹರ್ಷಕಾರಂ ಪತಂಜಲಿಂ ಪಾಣಿನಿಂ ಸೂತ್ರಕಾರಂ ಚ ಪ್ರಾದೋಸ್ಮಿ ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ತದುಕ್ತಿ ಪರಿಭಾವ್ಯ ಚ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೌಮುದೀಯಂ ವಿರಚ್ಯತೆ. ಅಕಾರಾಂತಃ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗಾಃ ಸಮಾಪ್ತಃ. ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ಪುನರಾವರ್ತನಂ. ಗತ ಸಪ್ತಾಹೇ ವರರ್ಪಿತಂ. ಅದೌ ಅಕಾರಾಂತ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗೇಷು ಜ್ಞಾನಶಬ್ದಃ ಸಾಧಾರಣಃ ಸರ್ವನಾಮಶಬ್ದಃ ಯತ್ರ ದತರಾದೀನಾಂ ಅದಡಾದೇಶಃ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ತದನಂತರಂ ಅಜರಶಬ್ದಃ ಅವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಜರಾ ಯಸ್ಯ ತತ್ ಇತಿ ವಿಶೇಷಣೆ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗಃ ಅಜರಶಬ್ದಃ. ಅತ್ರ ಜರಾಯ ಜರಸನ್ಯತರಸ್ಯಾಂ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಜರಸಾದೇಶಃ ಅಜಾದಿಷು ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇಷು ಲಿಖಿತಃ. ಕುತ್ರ ಭವತಿ ಜರಸಾದೇಶಃ, ಕುತ್ರ ನ ಭವತಿ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ. ಸುಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇ ಪರೇ ಸೋಹು ಅಮಾದೇಶೇ ಕೃತೆ ಅಜಾದಿತ್ವಾತ್ ಜರಸಾದೇಶಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಕಿಂತು ಜರಸಾದೇಶಃ ನ ಭವತಿ. ಸನ್ನಿಪಾತ ಪರಿಭಾಷಾಯಾಃ ವಿರೋಧಾತ್ ಅತ್ರ ಜರಸಾದೇಶಃ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ದ್ವಿತೀಯೈಕವಚನೇ ತು ಅಂ ಏವ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಪೂರ್ವತ್ರ ಸೋಹು ಅಮಾದೇಶಃ ಕೃತಃ, ಅತಃ ತದನಂತರಂ ಸನ್ನಿಪಾತ ಪರಿಭಾಷಾ ವಿರೋಧಾತ್ ನ ಭವತಿ. ಕಿಂತು ದ್ವಿತೀಯೈಕವಚನೆ ಆರಂಭೆ ಏವ ಅಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ತತ್ರ ಜರಸಾದೇಶಃ ವಿಕಲ್ಪೇನ ಭವತಿ. ಜರಸಾದೇಶೇ ಸತಿ ಅಜರಸಂ ಇತಿ ರೂಪಂ ತದಭಾವೇ ಅಜರಂ. ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫ್ಯೂ ಕೇಸಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಪ್ರಥಮೈಕವಚನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯೈಕವಚನ ಇನ್ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಜನರಲಿ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ಇನ್ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ ದ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ಈಸ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಕಲ್. ಇದರ್ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೇಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಅಮ್ ಆರ್ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಲೀಟೆಡ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ಕೇಸ್, ದ ಟೂ ವಿಭಕ್ತೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಕಲ್ ಇನ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕೇಸಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫ್ಯೂ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಲೈಟ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಏಕವಚನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಏಕವಚನ. ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಆದೇಶಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಪದ್ಧನೋಮಾಸ್. ಪದ್ಧನೋಮಾಸ್ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಸೂತ್ರೇಣ ಕೇಶಾಂಚನ ಶಬ್ದಾನಾಂ ಷಸ್ ಪ್ರಭೃತಿಷು ಆದೇಶಾಃ ವಿಧೀಯಂತೆ. ಹೃದಯ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಹೃದ್ ಇತಿ ಆದೇಶಃ, ಉದಕ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಉದನ್ನಾದೇಶಃ, ಆಸ್ಯ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಆಸನ್ನಾದೇಶಃ. ಏವಮೇವ ಮಾಂಸಪೃತನಾಸಾನೂನಾಂ ಮಾಂಸಕೃತ್ಸ್ನವೋ ವಾಚ್ಯಾಃ ಇತಿ ವಾಕ್ತಿಕೇನ ಮಾಂಸಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಮಾಂಸಾದೇಶಃ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ವಿಚ್ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆದೇಶ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇದರ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ ಆರ್ ದ ವಾಕ್ತಿಕ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್. ಅತ್ರೈವ ಅಸ್ಯ ವಿಷಯೆ ಅರ್ಥಾತ್ ಪದ್ಧನೋಮಾಸತೆ ಸೂತ್ರೇಣ ಅಥವಾ ಅನೇನ ವಾಕ್ತಿಕೇನ ಯತ್ರ ಆದೇಶಃ ಭವತಿ ತದ್ವಿಷಯೆ ಕಿಂಚಿದುಚ್ಯತೆ. ವಸ್ತುತಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಭೃತಿಗ್ರಹಣಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತಂ. ತತ್ರೈವ ಉಕ್ತಂ ವೀಕ್ಷಿತೈಃ. ಪದ್ಧನೋಮಾಸನ ನಿಶಸನ್ ಯೋಷನ್ ದೋಷನ್ ಯತಂಚಕನ್ ಉದನ್ನಾಸನ್ ಶಸ್ ಪ್ರಭೃತಿಷು ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಶಸ್ ಪ್ರಭೃತಿಷು ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಕೋರ್ಥಃ ಶಸಃ ಆರಭ್ಯ ಅನ್ಯೇ ಅನ್ಯಾಸು ವಿಭಕ್ತಿಷು ಆದೇಶಃ ಭವಂತಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಕಿಂತು ಶಸ್ ಪ್ರಭೃತಿಷು ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಜನರಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ಕನ್ವೇಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ. ಬಟ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಗ್ರಹಣಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಇತಿ ತತ್ರ ಉಕ್ತಂ. ಪ್ರಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕೋರ್ಥಃ ಲೈಕ್ ಶಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎನಿ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶಸ್. ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸುಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸುಔ ಜಸ್ ಅಮ್ ಔ ಇನ್ ಸಮ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ದ ಆದೇಶ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಸೀನ್. ಹಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕೋಟೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ವಾಂತಂ ಹೃನ್ ಮಾನಸಂ ಮನಃ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಿಭಕ್ತೌ ಹೃದಾದೇಶ ಕೃತಃ ಭುಜಬಾಹು ಪ್ರವೇಷ್ಟೋ ದೋಹು ಇತ್ಯತ್ರಾಪಿ ಅಸ್ತಿ इति तत्रैव पुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे एव दीक्षित इति उक्तम्. विच् मीन्स् दट् इवन् दो द सूत्र स्पेसिफिकलि मेन्शन्स् शस्प्रभृतिषु, विच् मीन्स् दट् द आदेशस् गिवन् बै पद्मनोमास् आर् वेलिड् ओन्ली बिगिनिङ्ग् फ्रम् शस्, देर् आर् केसस् वेर् द आदेश हेस् बीन् यूस्ड् इवन् अर्लियर्, विच् मीन्स् इन् सु औ द सम्मौ इवन् इन् द अर्लियर् फैव् प्रत्ययस्. सो दट् इस् हिस् एस् अस्तु तस्तु प्रभृतिग्रहणं प्रकारार्थम् इत्युक्तम्. अत एव भाष्ये मांस पचन्या उखायाः इति उदाहृतम्. मांसं पचति इति समासः, मांस पचनी इत्यनयोः शब्दयोः समासः. वस्तुतः अत्र मांस मांस् इति आदेशस्य अवकाशः नास्ति, सत्यं किल. इफ् वि गो बै द रूल्, द आदेश शुड् हेपन् ओन्ली वेन् इट् इस् फालोड् बै एनी सुप् प्रत्यय, सुप् एनी विभक्तिप्रत्यय बिगिनिङ्ग् फ्रम् शस्, विच् इस् नाट् द केस् हियर्. सो बट् स्टिल् द आदेश हेस् बीन् डन्. मांस पचन्याः इत्यत्र मांस शब्दस्य मांस इति सकारान्तः आदेशः कृतः. कथं कृतः इति चेत् प्रभृतिग्रहणं प्रकारार्थं. देन् इट्स् ओन्ली जनरली इट् इस् सीन् आफ्टर् शस्, बट् ईवन् अदर्वैस् डिपेण्डिङ्ग् आन् द प्रयोग द आदेशस् केन् बि हर्ड्. दट् इस् वै दिस् एक्साम्पल् फ्रम् द भाष्य होल्स् गुड्. यस्मयादित्वेन भत्वा संयोगान्तलोपो न, अत्र अपरः प्रश्नः. दिस् डस् नाट् रिलेट् इन् एनी वे टु आर् डिस्कशन्. इट्स् जस्ट् मांस् पचन्याः, वै हेस् द सकार नाट् बीन् डिलीटेड् बै संयोगान्तस्य लोपः. मांस् भ्याम्, इफ् यु रिमेम्बर् द प्रक्रिया विच् वि डिड् लास्ट् क्लास्, मांस् भ्याम् इति स्थिते संयोगान्तस्य लोपः इत्यनेन सकारस्य लोपे अनुस्वारः निवर्तते. मान्भ्यां मांसा, मान्भ्यां मान्भिः इत्यादीनि रूपाणि इति उक्तम्. एवमेव अत्रापि पदसंज्ञा अस्ति, संयोगान्तस्य लोपः इत्यनेन लोपः कुतो न मांस् पचन्या इत्यत्र इति प्रश्ने अयस्मयादीनिच्छन्दसि इति एकं सूत्रमस्ति, येन भसंज्ञा विधीयते. इन् वेद देर् आर् सम् केसस् वेर् इन्स्टेड् आफ़् पदसंज्ञा देर् इस् भसंज्ञा. सो इन् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् केस् देर् इस् ए भसंज्ञा overruling the padasamya, which is why sanyoganta lopa is not done. Sanyoganta lopa is only for a pada. Sanyogantam yat padam tadam tasya lopah syat iti sutrartha. So since there is no padasamya here, the sakara has not been deleted and the form is mams pachanya. Even that is not valid by the usual thing, because shasprabhratishu eva mamsadesha haityuktatva. Kintu prabhratigrahanam prakarartham इति स्वीकृतत्वात् अत्रापि भवति मांसादेशः. दट् इस् वन् पायिण्ट् अबौट् पद्मनोमास्. दिस् वास् आलरेडि कवर्ड्, हि जस्ट् रिपीट्स् इट्. अन्यदपि अस्ति, पद्मनोमास् इत्यत्र हि छन्दसि इति अनुवर्तितं वृत्तौ, तथापि अपोभि इत्यत्र मासश्छन्दसि इति वार्तिके छन्दोग्रहणसामर्थ्यात् लोकेऽपि क्वचित् इति कैयटोक्तरीत्या प्रयोगम् अनुसृत्य पदादयः प्रयोक्तव्या इति बोध्यम् अर्थः. पद्मनोमास् इत्यत्र हि छन्दसि इति अनुवर्तितं वृत्तौ. वृत्तिः नाम अष्टाध्याय्याः अर्थनिर्णयः बहुषु ग्रन्थेषु कृतः. ते ग्रन्थाः वृत्तिग्रन्थाः इति कथ्यन्ते. वृत्तिग्रन्थाः, देर् आर् मेनि वृत्तिग्रन्थास्. Vrittigranthas are those which give the meaning and example for sutras of Ashtadhyayi. Even the Kaumudi is a Vrittigrantha, Kashika is a Vrittigrantha, there were many others before. There is Vrittav, he does not mention which Vritti. Chandasi iti anuvartitam. Paddanomasati sutrat praka, Shisham Shchandasi iti sutram asti. Tasmat sutrat asmin sutre Chandasi iti anuvartate. Orthaha, Chandasi vede, पद्मनोमास् पादशब्दस्य पदादेशः इत्यादयः पदादयः आदेशाः वेदे एव भवन्ति इत्यर्थः इति वृत्तौ लिखितं. तर्हि कथं लोके तेषां प्रयोगः इति प्रश्नः. आदेश, इफ् देर् इस् अनुवृत्ति आफ् छन्दसि, हौ केन् वि यूस् दिस् इन् लोक? देर् आर् लाट्स् आफ् प्रयोगास् इन् लोक आफ् दिस् सूत्र. यु फैण्ड् इट् मेनी प्लेसस् वेर् वेर् यूस्ड्. सो हौ इति चेत् तथापि अपो भि इत्यत्र मासश्छन्दसि इति वार्तिके छन्दोग्रहणसामर्थ्यात् लोकेऽपि क्वचित् इति कैयटोक्तरीत्या. So Kayata gives an explanation. Yes. Apobhi is some sutra. We don't need to worry about the sutra itself. Masas chandasi iti vartike. There is a vartika which says Masaha chandasi. For the word mas, in the Veda, something, some karya has been told. Now, if the sutra, Paddanomas and the related vartika, which is Mamsapratana, this is Masa Shabda, Paddanomas, Pada Danta Anasika Masa, Masa Shabdasya Mas Adeshaha Vidhiyate Paddanomas Sutrena. Now, this vartika says, for that Mas Adesha, in the Veda, something happens. Now, just think, if the sutra itself was applicable only in the Vedas, if Paddanomas applies only in the Vedas, the Adesha Mas would also be present only in the Vedas. Why would you need to say Masaha Chandasi? Why would you say for the word Mas in the Vedas again? If the Mas Adesha is to be found only in the Vedas, you don't need to specify again Masaha Chandasi. For Mas in Chanda something happens, right? You could just say Masaha, by which it would be understood that since the Adesha is only in Chandas, this Karya would also be in Chandas. So, Apobhi ityatra Masas Chandasi iti Vartike Chando Grahana Samarthyat Tatra Vartika Karena Chandasi iti Uktam Kortaha Mas ityadeshaha Chandasyapi asti Lokepi asti Yada Chandasi bhavati Tada Kinchit Karyam bhavati Ityarthaha Tena Lokepi Kvachita Loke Nama Samskrita Bhashayam api Prayogaha asti padadinam adeshanam iti kayatokta rithya. So this is what was told by Kayata. Kayata is a commentator for the Mahabhashya and a very well respected scholar for getting the actual meaning out of the Mahabhashya. So he gives this explanation. So according to this, prayogam anusritya padadayaha prayoktavyaha iti bodhyam. That is the bottom line. Padadayaha, the adeshas pad, danta, etc., data, etc., they are used based on prayoga. There is no rule which is saying, okay, shas prabhatishu does not mean you can use that adesha everywhere after shas. It also does not mean you cannot use it in the sutta, that is the first prayoga. Prayoga asti chet prayoga, asti nasti chet nasti. So, the prayoga of these adeshas depends entirely on prayoga. Is what it comes to finally. Okay. Well, I hope this part is clear. Paddanomas ityatra hi chandasi iti anavartikam vrittau. Tathapi apobhi ityatra masas chandasi iti vartike chandograhana samarthyat lokepi kvachit iti kayatoktaritya prayogam anusritya padadayah prayoktavyaha iti bodhyam. Any questions? So that ends akaranta napumsakalingas. Akarantaha napumsakalingaha samaptaha. Akarantaha napumsakalingaha. Shripa ityasti. Yatha vishvapa. Yatha shripa. Tadapi bhavitumarhati. There is no difference. It could take vishvapa, but it is taken. Shriyam pati. Shripa iti shabdaha. Hraswo napumsake pratipadikasya. It is uttram. This is aralamasti padatrayam. Hraswaha napumsake pratipadikasya. And the meaning should also be very very clear. Napumsake pratipadikasya hraswaha. In napumsakalinga, any pratipadika would get hraswa. If it is an ajanta, of course. So, klibe pratipadikasya ajantasya hraswaha syat. How did we get this ajantasya hariya? There is in the sutra there is no ach, the word ach, and there is no anavritti. Okay, the sutra has no anavritti at all. If you look at the sutra artha, it says klibe nama napumsake pratipadikasya sutra asti hraswaha syat. That is all we have from the sutra. How did he add the word ajantasya? Ajantasya iti katham labhyate. Okay, so Ravichandranji says, you can have a Hrasva only for Ajanta. This is true, but still, how do we have, is there any pramana from grammar to say that? Anything which says that Hrasva means it is an Ajanta? No, it's not a some paribhasha. Anybody remembers? Katham Ajantaha iti labhyate. Ukaloj shasadirthakvataha? No. That just says it's a samnya sutra. Ukaloj shasadirthakvataha iti samnya. Achaha hrasvaha dirghaha prutaha iti prabhedaha santi iti jnayate. Kintu hrasvaha ityukte achaha hrasvaha iti katham. Upalakshmi. Achashta. Satyam. If you remember, the first two sutras in Paribhasha Prakarana. Iko guna vriddhi, achashta. Kortha achashta. Hrasva dirgha pruta shabdaihi yatra ajvidhi yate. Tatra achaha ishashtyantam padam. Patishthate. So Panini himself says, wherever he does not say, he just says Hrasva, Dirgha or Pluta, then automatically the word Achaha would be present there. Okay. So once Achaha is there, how did you get Ajanta? From Achashta, you have the word Achaha. Wherever, as soon as you hear Hrasvaha, Achaha iti padam upatishthate. So now you have Achaha here. Okay. So from achashta achaha iti sutram achaha iti padam atra bhavati. So kim vaktavyam kleve pratipadikasya achaha hrasvaha syat iti vaktavyam. We should say any ach of the pratipadika should get hrasva. How are we saying ajanta? Taranta vidhi ena vidhis tarantasya. So it is just a recap. Samya Paribhasha and Sandhi Sutras are never to be forgotten when we are dealing with grammar. I mean, that does not mean other things should be, but those are the things we should always be on top of the mind. Any Samya, any Paribhasha which we study, and also Sandhi. We cannot go anywhere without those. Sive Pratipadikasya Ajantasya Hasvahasya. It simply means there are no Dirghanta words in Napumsakalinga. I mean, it cuts your job by half. Anything in ending in Dirgha would automatically be converted to Hrasva. It means it will go back to the previous thing. For example, Shripa ityasti. Hrasva Napumsake Pratipadikasya ityanena Hrasve Shripa iti Akarantam Pratipadikam. Shripam Jnanavate. Once it becomes Akaranta, the forms are like any Akaranta Napumsakalinga, which is like Jnana. Shripam Jnanavate. Shripam Shripe Shripani Jadirite Rupani Bhavanti. Shripaya Chaturtheka Vachane Shripaya Iti Rupam. Shripam Shripe Shripani Shripam Shripe Shripani Shripena Shripabhyam Shripaihi Shripaya. Katham Prakriya Shripaya Ityatra. का प्रक्रिया स sorry, Nyeryaha, right. Shripa Nye ityasti. Nyeryaha ityanena, Nyeheya deshe, Shripa Ya. Tadanantaram. Supicha ityanena, Dirkha. Yayadav supipare. अजन्तस्य अंगस्य दीर्घः स्यात् अदन्तस्य अंगस्य दीर्घः स्यात् इत्यनेन दीर्घे श्रीपाय इति प्रक्रिया. नौ द क्वेश्चन इज अत्र इफ यू रिमेम्बर विश्वपा शब्द देयर इज अ सूत्र आतो धातोः अकारान्तः यः धातुः तदन्तस्य तस्य लोपः स्यात् अजादौ प्रत्यये परे. व्हेनेवर द प्रत्यय इज अजादि द Akara gets deleted. And so you have Vishwapa A. Itiskute Akara se lope Vishwape iti bhavati. Does it say Atodhatu? What is the condition for Atodhatu? So it is Akara or Bhasamna. I think it asks for a bhasamya because it is not an azadi pratyaya here. Right, bhasamnyayam satyam akarantasya dhatoha lopaha. I think that is the condition. I just look it up and tell. Now, the question is Shripa ya ityasti. Pa ityatra akarantaha dhatoha asti. Bhasamnya api asti. Yajaditvata. Yachibham. Yakaradishu. Ajadishu. Kapratyaya avadishu. Swadishu. यकारान्तत्वं भसंज्ञापि अस्ति आकारस्य लोपः भवति वा इति प्रश्नः. केन् वी यूज़ आतो धातोः हियर् टु डिलीट् द आकार लैक् इन् विश्वपा ए इति स्थिते यू डिड् विश्वपे देर् इस् नो नियर् यः देर् बिकास् इट् इस् नाट् ह्रस्वाकारान्त यु हेड् विश्वपा ए आकारस्य लोपे विश्वपु ए विश्वपे इति रूपम्. अत्रापि आकारः अस्ति आकारस्य सत्त्वात् अतो धातोः इत्यनेन लोपः भवति वा इति प्रश्नः. अत्र सन्निपातपरिभाषया अतो धातोः इति आकारलोपो न इति उच्यते. सन्निपातपरिभाषायाः सत्त्वात् अस्य सूत्रस्य प्रवृत्तिः नास्ति. हौ सन्निपातपरिभाषा नेर्यः इत्यनेन यादेशः कथं क्रियते अदन्तात् अकारान्तात्. सो वेरेवर् देर् इस् एन् अकार इट् इस् अ ह्रस्वाकार टु बट् अकार when the anga is akaranta then nye is replaced by ya. Akarantam angam asti chet nye ityasya sthane yadesho bhavati. Yani krutaha yadeshaha bhasamnyayah sampad dirgha sampadanena. So once there is a yadesha you can do dirgha and only once there is a dirgha you can do lopa. So now what happens, the yadesha which was dependent on akara for its existence is now causing deletion of the akara itself. Okay? So which is against the rules of sannipata paribhasha. Sannipata lakshano vidhi animittam tadvighatasya. So therefore, the yadesha which depended on akara for its existence does not wish to delete the akara or the avarna. So that is why using sannipata paribhasha we can prevent Akara lopa here. There is ato dhato who will not apply. Any questions? There are many examples for sannipata paribhasha. This is one of those. So if you don't have a question, I will ask one. Sit. Using sannipata paribhasha, you are not doing akara lopa. But now, in the first instance, the yakara, nyeryaha iti, it dependent on harasva akara. Adantat, angat, nyehe, yahasyat. And now, using supicha, you are converting that harasva to dirkha. That itself is a virodha of sannipata paribhasha. Right? So the yadesha depended on harasvakara for its existence. Now it is converting the harasvakara to a dirghakara which itself is Sannipata Paribhasha Virodha. So why does Sannipata Paribhasha not apply in that case? You are saying for Akara Lopa, Sannipata Paribhasha applies. Why don't we use Sannipata Paribhasha here? So we did it in Ramaya. I want to know if you remember it. अत्र सनिपात परिभाषायाः प्रवृत्तिः कुतो न भवति सुपिच इत्यस्य सामर्थ्यात् नास्ति वी के नॉट से टेल दैट बिकॉज ऑफ द आरंभ सामर्थ्य सुपिच बिकॉज सुपिच हैज अदर एग्जांपल्स दैट दिस राम भ्याम इति स्थिते सहजतया दीर्घः भवति सुपिच आरंभ सामर्थ्य तत्र भवितुं नार्हति सो आरंभ सामर्थ्य विल नॉट वर्क So, this is just homework. Go back and look up what we did in Ramaya. So, you'll find the answer. It was pretty clear. So, now, Shripaya. Yes. Exactly. Ashtaya Pramane iti Nirdesha. Panini himself in a Panini Sutra has used Kashtaya. Kashtaya Tisma Nye Pratyekute Kashtaya Itirupam Paninina Upayukta. So Nirdesha Samasya. By using Panini's Nirdesha itself as a clue, we say that Sannipata Paribhasha does not apply for Supicha between Nyeryaha and Supicha. We say that Sannipata Paribhasha is Anitya. This is there. So Sannipata Paribhasha does not apply for Nyeryaha and Supicha. So that is why for Dirgha we are not using the Sannipata Paribhasha logic. But for Neryaha and Atodhatoho, there is no Panini Nirdesha which prevents the application of Sannipata Paribhasha in this case. That is why we do apply Sannipata Paribhasha. Even though it may look the same case, there is a difference. Okay? In one case, we have Panini's Prayoga to support our support the non-application of Sannipata Paribhasha. Other case we don't. That is why we apply the paribhasha. Avarnam upajivya pravrittaha deshah avarna lopam prati nimittam na bhavati. Iti sannipata paribhasha yaha labhyate. Tena shripaya ityatra akara lopo na. Means shripa shabdaha purnataya jnanavat. Rupe kvapi bhedaha nasti. Ikarantaha napumsakalingaha. So akaranta, any akaranta would be automatically be converted to akaranta and the form would be like jnana. Ikarantaha napumsakalingaha vari shabdaha. Vari jalam ityarthaha vari shabdasya. Vari itasmata supratyaha kriyata. Vari su itasthate. Swamor napumsakat. Paradvayam svamoho, svamoho nama su amoho napumsakat. Shadbhyo luk iti sutrat, luk iti anuvartate, angasya iti adhikaraha. Klibat angat parayoho, svamoho luk syat. Klibat nama napumsakat angat, su am iti etayoho, luk nama lopaha bhavati iti arthaha. Vari su iti asti. Samor napum sakarit vena sor lope vari dirupam. So this is a general sutra for all napum sakalingas. As soon as you have napum sakalinga, the su and am would be deleted. Only if it is akaranta, ato am ittenena. Ato am is the next sutra to this. So swamor napum sakar, ato am. यदि नपुंसकलिंगे अदंतः अस्ति तदा अम् आदेशः क्रियते अन्यथा सर्वत्र लोपो भवति दैट इज व्हाई यू डू नॉट हियर सु और अम् एनीवेयर इन प्रथमा और द्वितीय विभक्ति इन नपुंसकलिंगस ऑल नपुंसकलिंगस द प्रथमा एकवचन टेंड्स टू बी द सेम एज द प्रातिपदिक वारि शब्दः वारि वारिणि वारिणि मधु मधु मधुनि मधुनि मनस मनः मनसि मनांसि मनः सकारस्य तत्व विसर्गः प्रत्ययः न श्रूयते सर्वत्र नपुंसकलिङ्गेषु स्वमोः अनेन सूत्रेण लुक् भवति
vari so lope vari vari au iste au pratyaye pare kim bhavati, what is the karya for au pratyaya in napumsakalingas jnana au iste kim bhavati. నపుంసకాచ్చ ఇత్యనేన ఔంగః షి ఇత్యాదేశో భవతి. సో వారి షి ఈ ఇత్యస్తి. నపుంసకాచ్చ ఇత్యనేన ఔంగః షి వారి ఈ ఇత్యస్తి. ఇదానీ ఇకోచి విభక్తౌ ఇది సూత్రం. ఇకః అచి విభక్తౌ ఇదితో నుం ధాతోః ఇది సూత్రేణ నుం ఇది అనువర్తతే. నపుంసకస్య ఫలతః ఇత్యతః నపుంసకస్య ఇత్యనువర్తతే. ఇగంతస్య క్లీవస్య, సో ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ నపుంసకలింగ వర్డ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎండింగ్ ఇన్ ఇక్ ఈ ఉ రులు. అచి విభక్తౌ అజాదౌ విభక్తౌ పరతః నుం ఇత్యాగమో భవతి ఇత్యర్థః. సో దిస్ గెట్స్ నుమాగమ వెన్ ఫాలోడ్ బై ఎనీ అజాది విభక్తి. ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ నపుంసకస్య ఫలతః ఝలంతాద్ అజంతాచ్చ నపుంసకాత్ నుమాగమః భవతి. కదా భవతి అథవా జలంతస్య అజంతస్య నపుంసకస్య నుమాగమో భవతి సర్వనామస్థానే పరే. సో ఫర్ ద ప్రీవియస్ సూత్రం నపుంసకస్య జలతః ఇత్యనేన సర్వనామస్థానే పరే ఏవ నుమాగమః. ఇకోచి విభక్తౌ ఇత్యనేన తు సర్వేషు అజాదిషు ప్రత్యయేషు పరేషు నుమాగమో భవతి. వారి ఈ ఇత్యస్తి. వారిన్ ఈ మిదచోంత్యా పరః అంత్యాదశః ఇకారాత్ పరత్వేన నుమాగమః. వారిన్ ఈ అక్కుప్పాంగుం వ్యవాయేపి ఇత్యనేన నత్వే వారిణి వారి వారిణి వారి జస్ ప్రత్యయః అస్సిత్యస్తి. జస్ ప్రత్యయస్య కిం కార్యం? What will this get? Shi. Jascha soho shihi sinena. Shi iti adesho bhavati. And that shi has sarvanamasthana samya. Shi sarvanamasthana. Right? So vari as. Jascha soho shihi ittanena. Shi adeshaha. ఇకోచి విభక్తౌ ఇత్యనేన పునః నుమాగమః. నౌ ఆఫ్టర్ వి డూ ఈ దెర్ విల్ బి ఎ క్వశ్చన్, షుడ్ వి యూజ్ నపుంసకస్య ఛలతః ఆర్ షుడ్ వి యూజ్ ఇకోచి విభక్తౌ? సో హౌ డు వి డిసైడ్, షుడ్ వి యూజ్ నపుంసకస్య ఛలతః ఆర్ షుడ్ వి యూజ్ ఇకోచి విభక్తౌ? నపుంసకస్య ఛలతః వుడ్ అప్లై బికాస్ దిస్ ఇస్ అజంత అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ సర్వనామస్థాన. ఇకోచి విభక్త వుడ్ ఆల్సో అప్లై బికాస్ దిస్ ఇస్ అజాది విభక్తి అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ అ నిగంత. పరత్వ విప్రతిషేధే పరం కార్యం ఉచ్యతే. పరత్వాత్ ఇకోచి విభక్త విప్రతిషేధ అస్తి. వాట్ ఇస్ విప్రతిషేధ? వర్ బోత్ సూత్రాస్ హ్యావ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్. For example, when you have, say, jnana e, tatra ikochi vibhaktau ityasya avakashaha nasti. Igantatva bhavata, there is no option for applying ikochi vibhaktau. It has to be napumsakasya silataha, tena numagamo bhavati. Vari au, atreva dvivachane, vari e itisthate, napumsakasya silataha ityasya pravrattihi nasti. Sarvanamasthanatva bhavata. So tatra ikochi vibhaktau ityasya yo pravrattihi. Napumsakasya silataha ityasya udaharanam bhavati, జ్ఞానాన్ని. ఇకోచి విభక్త వ్యత్యస్య ఉదాహరణం భవతి వారిణి. ఉభయోః భిన్నం ఉదాహరణం అస్తి. ఇదానీం అత్ర విప్రతిషేధః నపుంసకస్య ఛలతః ఇత్యనేన నుమాగమస్యాద్వా ఇకోచి విభక్త విప్రతిషేధే పరం కార్యం ఇత్యనేన ఇకోచి విభక్త ఇత్యనేన నుమాగమే కృతే వారిన్ ఇ ఇత్యస్తి. సర్వనామస్థానే చ అసంబుద్ధౌ ఇత్యనేన ఉపధాయాః దీర్ఘః. సో నాంతస్య ఉపధాయాః దీర్ఘః స్యాత్ అసంబుద్ధౌ సర్వనామస్థానే పరే. నాంతః నకారాంతత్వాత్ ఉపధా దీర్ఘే సతి వారీన్ ఈ नत्वे कृते वारीणि वारि वारिणी वारीणि. Again, the form would be the same with the consonant. He vari s. Yes. Swamor napumsaka ityanem sohuluk bhavati. Okay. As soon as you have su or am in napumsaka linga, swamor napumsaka ityanem luk bhavati. He vari. Okay. Okay. Sorry. What is the exact? You cannot resort to the sutra. I mean, you cannot say it is a vipratishedha. Say, when, say for example, there is a sutra called what did you say? When say there is any Apavada Sutra, you can take. Okay. So if there is an Utsarga Sutra and an Apavada Sutra, you cannot use Vipratishedha Karam Karyam there because it is not Vipratishedha. Vipratishedha is where Tulyavala Virodha Eva Vipratishedha. So if both sutras have an example, if there is an Utsarga Sutra and an Apavada Sutra, you cannot show an example for Apavada Sutra, which is where Utsarga Sutra cannot apply. Okay. So you cannot show two independent sutras, two independent examples for Utsarga or Apavada. So in that case, you cannot apply Vipratishedha or Parakra. If it is an Apavada Sutra, whether it is Purva or Para, it has to apply. So that is not an Vipratishedha. And there are also other cases where you say Parasutra will not apply because it is not Vipratishedha. So Vipratishedha has many technical things. I mean, I can't think of those examples. There are a couple of cases in Bhashya where he concludes that it is not Vipratishedha because of many things, and in that cases you cannot apply Vipratishedha Paramkarya. So, Vipratishedha can be applied only in very specific cases where there are two independent examples and there is one particular this. So, in all normal cases, 90% of time, we see that it is Vipratishedha. So you don't need, seem to need such a detailed thing. But there are cases where it looks like we have to apply Parasutra, but we cannot apply because it is not technically a Vipratishedha. Now, Hevari, Samorna Pumsakajityanena, Supratyasya, Luk Priyate. Now, can we do Hrasvasya Gunaha here? That's the question. Hrasvasya, when you have He Hari Su, Hrasvasya Gunaha Ityanena, Gune Krate, He Hare Su, Tarantaram E Hrasvasya Sambadhe He Ityanena Sulope, He Hare. So can we use that here? That's the question. Now there is no Sambuddhi. The Sambuddhi has been deleted. So how will you use Hrasvasya Gunaha? Pratyaya Lope, Pratyaya Lakshanam Ityasti. Pratyaya luktepi, pratyaya lakshanam bhavati. So even when the pratyaya has been deleted, you can use that pratyaya lakshana and do it. But there is a problem here for pratyaya lakshana. Na lumatangasya, lumata lukte. Arthat luk, shlu, luk. Etaihi yada pratyasya lopo bhavati, tada pratyaya lakshanam nasti. Iti pratyaya lakshanasya nishedhaha vidyate. Pratyaya lope pratyaya lakshanam na lumatangasya. So since nanumatangasya prevents pratyaya lakshana, we cannot do guna here. So, pratyaya lope pratyaya lakshanam iti pratyaya lakshanat rasvasya gunaha iti gune prapte nanumatangasya iti pratyaya lakshana nishedhaha. So since Pratyaya Lakshana has been prohibited, you cannot do guna here. So the form is Hevari. But Nalumadangasya iti nishedhasya anityatva pakshe sambuddhi nimitto gunaha. There are certain views which say that Nalumadangasya is anitya. There are obviously there are reasons why they say so. You cannot just simply state that something is anitya. There are that is the question somebody asked. So I was already answering. It is not that they automatically decide it is anitya. There would be an elaborate logic behind saying why it is anitya and why they treat it as not applying in some cases, which is not applicable here. It comes in the detailed study of Nalumatangasya itself. Okay. But for now, let's assume that it has been decided that Nalumatangasya does not apply in some cases. Okay. So when you treat it as anitya, then sambuddhi nimittaha gunaha. You can have pratyalakshana, pratyalakshana sati, hevare iti rupam bhavati, keshanchana mate. So there are two views regarding this. So when you treat Nalumatangasya as anitya, which is the accepted thing, Nalumatangasya is accepted as anitya. So you have hevare, hevari iti rupadvayam. Hevare, hevari, hevarini, hevarini. And vari varini varini dvitiya vibhaktau tathaiva varina ango nastriyam vari a ityasti yes sorry Now first, Swamor Napum Sakar has to apply first. You delete the Sakara. Right, but you cannot not use it because it's a Nitya Sutra. Swamor Napum Sakar applies everywhere, irrespective of what is earlier, as long as it is Napum Sakalinga. So Swamor Napum Sakar, being a Nitya Sutra, has to apply first. So once we apply that, then only we think of applying others. We cannot apply guna without applying this. Samona Pumsakat applies everywhere. So it's a Nitya Sutra and it comes first. Only after that you decide whether you can apply the other sutra or not. So if you take Nalumatangasya, Yes. Either Samona Pumsakar or Atoam based on the case. If it's Akaranta, then we apply Atoam. Otherwise, Samona Pumsakar has to apply. Sorry, I didn't get the question. Sorry, I'm not. There's some break in the like. Could not. Yeah, if it is Akaranta, you have Atom. Atom is an exception to Swamona Pumsakat, Apavada Sutra. No. Not Paratva, it is an Apavada. That is what I am saying. Atom is an Apavada to Swamona Pumsakat. So there is no question of Paratva. Atom has to apply if it is Akaranta. If it is not Akaranta, Swamona Pumsakat has to apply. Yes, there is no look. Atoam is an exception to look. Yes, Atoam is an exception to look by Samona Pumsakat.
So instead of look, we apply am. Let us not look and then am. It's directly, if it is jnana, su is replaced by am, so you get jnanam. If it is vari, su is deleted, you get vari. So you have vari a, where angunastriya. So the question now would be, should we do ikochi vibhaktav or angunastriya? Ikochi vibhaktav ittenena numagamakaraniyava, angunastriya ittenena na adeshakaraniyava iti prashne, paratva nadesho namhavo bhavati varina tirupam. Dher niti iti gune prapte. Varina varibhyam varipati. Ha vari e. Again, there is ghisamya. Ghisamya yaha sattvata. Dher niti. Iti gunaha karaniyova. Ikosi vibhakta uti numva. Prashnaha. So actually, guna is para. Less like Anganastriyam is para sutra. Dher niti is para sutra to ikosi vibhakta. Kintu. Vrithyautva vijvadbhava gunebhyo. Num purva vipratishedhena. Iti vartikam. This is one of the examples of Purva Vipratishedha. Vipratishedha Param Karyam is the general stuff. If there is Vipratishedha, we do the Parasutra. But there are cases where we take Purva Vipratishedha. It is in case of Vipratishedha, the Purva Sutra would apply. That happens with Nu and these things. Vriddhi, Autva, Trijvadbhava, Gunebhyaha. In all these cases, even if these are all Parakaryas, Nu, being a Purva Karya, will overrule these. Numadeshaha eva bhav, numagamaha eva bhavati, etani karyani namhavanti, gunaha ityasti, gheryati iti gunaha, paraha tathapi, purva vipratishedhena numagamaha, vari e ityasthite numagame varine, varina varibhyam varibhi, varine varibhyam varibhyaha, varinaha varibhyam varibhyaha. Again, you have overruling guna, you have num, so varinaha. Varinaha varinohu. Vari osisyasti. Yanadesham vaditva paratvatmogamaha. Varinohu. Now, vari am ityasti. Should we do nu by ikosi vibhaktav? Or should we do prasanadhyapo nut? The question. Prasanadhyapo nut ityanena nudagamo bhavativa. Ikosi vibhaktav ityanena numagamo bhavativa. Iti prashnaha. Atra vastataha numagamaha paraha. Nut is 7154, I think, and Numagama is 7173 or 74. Slight, but Numagama is para. Sorry. I'm sorry, I just can't make out what you're saying. It's very... Right. So... But this is also Vipratishedha. I mean, the question where he was asking is where it is not Vipratishedha. This is also Vipratishedha, in that you find independent examples for both. There is Vipratishedha, but instead of using the Parasutra, we use the Purva Sutra. And there are cases where it is not Vipratishedha at all. That is why we cannot apply Vipratishedha Param Karyam. And there are other examples for those. Here, this is actually a Vipratishedha, and actually Vipratishedha Param Karyam should have applied, but this Vartika tells that instead of para, we use the Purva Sutra. Now, Nudagamakaraniyova, Numagamakaraniyova, iti prashnaha. Again, Numagama is para, paratvat Numagamakaraniyaha. Kintu, we have another case of Purva Vipratishedha. Numacharat Jadhavebhyo, Nut Purva Vipratishedha. Now, we already studied this Vartika earlier. So, Nut will overrule these. Num, Achirarataha, Tijvadbhava. So instead of all these, Nut would apply by Purva Vipratishedha again. Even if Nut is the earlier sutra, it would overrule these. So instead of Num, we do Nut. Vari, Nam,
Nudagame krate namiti dirghe varinam. So remember, if we had done numagama, we could not do the dirgha. Because there is nami will not apply in that case. You will have varin am, varinam. There would have been a hraswa. Instead of that, we do nut, we do dirgha by nami. So you have varinam, varinaha, varinoho, varinam, varini, varinoho, varishu. Haladav harivat. So in all haladevate, that will be like harishabda. In Azadi, everywhere, almost everywhere, we have ikochi vibhakta. Only two cases where ikochi vibhakta does not apply. One is in ta. Prati ekavachane angonastriyam iti nabhavo bhavati. Shashti bahuvachane rasanadhyaponu kritkane na nudagamo bhavati. Anyatra sarvatra azadisho vibhaktisho ikochi vibhakta kritkane na numagamaha. Any questions? Where? Right. Yeah, so why don't we do it? Any answers? What is the condition for Upadha Dirgha? Nantasya upadhaya dirghaha syat. Agre? Asambuddhu sarvanamasthane pare. Sarvanamasthane cha asambuddhu. It has to be sarvanamasthane. That is why we did only in varini. Jasi shasi kritam. Anyatra na bhavati. You had a question earlier. I think Lakshana Pratipadokta Yoko Pratipadokta Seva Grahana. We've done this earlier. Lakshana Pratipadokta. Pratipadokta is an originally which is as the condition states. Lakshana is by using some sutra or by using some modification you bring it to that particular state. For example, you have anything. If you have say Vishwapa, where originally it is an Akaranta. There is no difference. It is originally an akaranta and it's a dhatu. So ato dhatu hu will apply. It is pratipadokta. But what you are doing in Shripaya is actually it was Shripa, but it has been converted to Shripa. It is now Hraswa. For the Hraswa, you are applying another sutra which is Supicha and getting the Dirgha. So this is what we call Lakshanika. That is, the akara is not originally belonging to the dhatu. The dhatu's akara has been lost. It was converted to Hraswa. And that Hraswa is again converted to Dirgha by some other sutra. So now this akara would be an artificial akara, what we call lakshanika, instead of pratipadokta, where the akara originally belongs to the dhatu, it is called pratipadokta. Where it has been brought in by some other means, it is called lakshanika. And there is a paribhasha which says, lakshana pratipadokta yoho, pratipadokta seva grahanam. When you have a sutra which can apply between a lakshanika and a pratipadokta, we always take the pratipadokta, because lakshanika is always something of an imposter. So he says here ato dhatuha cannot apply because the dhatu, I mean the akara, does not belong to the dhatu at all. So by that paribhasha itself, we can prevent application of ato dhatuhu. Any other questions? Okay, let's stop here. ఏనాక్షర సమం మౌల్యమధి మహేశ్వర కృత్రిం వ్యాకరణం ప్రొక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య ప్రభక్తీశ్వరిభావ్య వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీ విరచ్యతే.